A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Final segment of the week. Having a good time. Thanks for sharing the time that you have with us listening to the program. You can hear it right here on KSL News Radio every weekday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Or just download that thing. Listen to it in the morning on your way to work, whatever it is. Find us wherever podcasts are sold. This one is free, so wherever you download your podcast, you can get KSL's Unrivaled. Scott Mitchell, former NFL quarterback, right across the way here from me. Scott, what are you going to do this weekend? Aside from, you know, calling a football game that's going to be that's going to take up a good chunk of your Saturday.
Well, it does, but it's at 4 o'clock, so it's so much better than those night. Those night games are brutal. They're
getting
long,
over 2 a.m. stuff
long,
deal.
Yeah, it's a tough thing. And then the long jaunt home.
Ooh, you know what? But hold on. You could stop on Lavelle Edwards Stadium if you don't get enough football.
Are you going to be there?
Yeah.
Are your kids using your tickets?
Yeah.
Can I get into the game?
I don't know. I mean, do you really want to get, after you watch like a full? I'm trying to think. So BYU kicks off at 8. So let's do this. I know I do this math all day. So
I'm
you're
done
gonna
at
go.
9.
You're going to be done at 9.
Yep.
Let me see if that math checks out. 3.5. 9:30, probably, more likely.
4 to 7:30, and then a
2-hour postgame?
Well, it's an hour and a half.
Oh, is
typically.
It? Yeah. Oh, there you go. So 9 o'clock.
Right.
Now, by the time you get down to Provo, though, probably
yeah,
halftime.
There's no traffic, though.
Probably. That's true. Nine, probably be halftime.
It's all.
By halftime, here's what we'll do. You can walk in, right?
I don't know how it works.
Isn't it like every like high school
game?
Yeah,
but I want to get – you're going to be at the press box, right?
Yeah. You want the cookies? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't want anything. I just I'll go watch.
No, I'm saying you want the cookies.
Actually, you know what I'll do is I'll listen and determine if I want to watch.
Yeah, if it's
depending on what's actually happening.
I think there's going to be some BYU fans in your spot too where they're going I'm going to just kind of see and then I'll use my season tickets at halftime if they're winning.
I'll just come by at halftime.
There you go. All right, so we've got our weekend planned out a lot like a lot of you folks do, which is football, and more football. So I don't know. I mean, when you talk about – surely playing in the NFL was like a big deal. I mean, it was like really fun. It was – I think that those Sundays would just – you can't be beat when you talk about like getting ready for those games. How long – would you guys go in the day before or 2 days before?
Depends on where you go.
So if you go
on the West Coast, you go 2 days.
So if you went to like, let's say Kansas City, playing in Kansas City, you show up Saturday?
Always.
Yeah. Wow.
You always show up. Typically, whenever the plane leaves, and most flights around all NFL, well, they're commercial airliners that are chartered.
Okay, but it's a team plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll fly. Most flights are within 2 hours. No matter where you go,
right? Sure,
so it's
sure,
just
sure.
always within 2 hours.
Yeah,
and you would end up at the city you're playing in about 3:30 in the afternoon
on a Saturday. Yeah,
and guys either had family or had connections or whatever. They might go out.
They might go out.
They might go to dinner, something like that. Most guys went straight to their room, literally got in their underwear and watched college football. And it was their college team.
So you know what?
So most guys just hung out on Saturday afternoon. You'd have a meeting that night somewhere around 8:30, and it was a team meeting, didn't last very long.
Meal?
And they had a snack.
Right.
Which changed through the years.
What was the snack?
When I first got to the Miami Dolphins, cheeseburgers.
Okay, that's good.
That
snack.
Were to die for.
Oh, they were good.
Oh my goodness.
It wasn't like, but that was the same every week?
They were like these big, thick, just.
Oh, okay, stop. I don't know if I can do this, man.
The shrimp cocktail, why they had that, I don't
know. That's not a snack, buddy. But that's like a five-star meal.
But they were massive. I mean, jumbo shrimp. It's crazy. And they had, for years, they had cheesecake, which is another, like, what are you doing? These massive chocolate chip cookies.
I love these. Yeah.
Some of the best you'd ever had.
At the Buccaneer Stadium last week, there were these cookies that were the size of dinner plates.
And beer.
So beer for the players.
On the night before the game. And after a while, they go, the beer's not a good idea.
Yeah, bro. And you're like. It was like, because look, 10 years before, or maybe 15 years before that, they were passing out cigarettes, right? And guys are in the, guys
no,
in those
guys
meetings.
Were still smoking when I came. I'm telling you.
Smoking in the locker room, though.
I'm telling you, yeah.
No.
At halftime.
Scott, it's like destroying, disabling, or tampering with any of the locker room. Right. Smoke detectors is
let me just
by
tell
federal
you.
Law.
In the NFL, different set of rules.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just a different
that
set of rules.
That is hilarious.
That was the biggest surprise to me.
People smoking and drinking before games.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Okay, before we get into two-minute drill,
can I just tell you?
What?
Of all of the movies, and you need to go watch this, of all the movies ever done about professional football, the one that actually portrays it as it was.
The closest.
When I got in the league is North Dallas 40.
Oh, okay. That's
it is spot on.
Okay.
It's referring to the Dallas Cowboys in the Don Meredith kind of era.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it is how it
that's
really
on,
was.
Okay.
Yes.
Before we get into the 2-minute drill here, what was the seating arrangement like on planes? I know there was like some, like what was the rule? Because you had to share. That's a lot of big dudes sharing
on,
a lot of
early
planes.
On. So it's an airplane that has three seats on both sides. And so you would put two players in three seats. So you had a seat between you
right.
and a player.
Yeah.
That was early on. Later, when the Detroit Lions took amazing care of the players. The players who were of, I think it was like 5 years and above.
In the league?
Yes. The most senior players sat in first class.
That's funny. That's awesome.
And so you're in a first – I mean, it was just – and that's how it
that's
was.
That's why you guys were always like, okay, Rook, don't even make eye contact with me.
And everyone had
first
everyone
class.
Had a seat, never, ever changed. So you had a seatmate.
It's like church.
Right.
Yeah, family's place.
It's our pew right here. See our names on the back of it? And no one messed with it. Like, players are like
– no,
because
I know.
You had your guys you hung out with. So, like, Henry Thomas, who was a defensive lineman – that's a guy I sat with for like 3 years when I was in Detroit.
That's funny.
And we would play like cards on the airplane.
Scott, 2-minute drill. What is it? Real quickly here, because it literally is a 2-minute drill this
okay,
time.
Okay, really quick. You just have to go down and score
yep.
quickly. Not a lot of time. So we got a lot of things to talk about. Not a lot of time, so we talk a little bit about a lot of things.
There you go.
Done.
So let's go first to this one. By the way, your stories of NFL stuff are more interesting to me than anything. Just letting you know. But maybe this has happened to you. Scott, have you ever had to add a few extra strokes to the game of golf that you played because you go, oh, I guess I wasn't aware of that rule. Well, Leanne Walker was on a senior LPGA tournament this week in French Lick, Indiana. She shot an 85 and a 74, but then and she missed the cut by a stroke, so that's pretty good. But here's the deal. She shows up into the clubhouse, and they start talking, and they said, hey, we noticed on the last hole, you had your caddy standing behind you, which, as you know, because you're up on golf, that is a new rule now. You can't
right.
do that. And they said, for every hole that you did it on, that should be a 2-stroke penalty against yourself. She said, I'm going to be honest, I did it on every hole. And they said, add it up. 59 or 58 strokes later, after they did the calculating, she didn't just miss the cut by one stroke. She missed it by 59 strokes. So there you go.
Missed it? by that much.
I feel for Leanne Walker.
I think this is hilarious. I know. Look, she's gonna miss the
cut
anyway.
Why do we have to do this to her?
I'm gonna be totally honest here because I'm already out. So who cares? It was like every hole.
That's she's crazy. Like, I grounded my club on the other one too. I just put an even 100 on my score. She had 21 violations in the first round.
I'll tell you this though.
Yeah.
If you've ever had someone do that for you,
is it cheating? I mean, does it feel like cheating?
No, it really works because the alignment of your putter and your feet and everything, and sometimes it's hard to get that perspective when you're.
Well, listen. Be honest. Count your strokes. And make sure that whoever you're playing with this weekend when it comes to golf, you tell the truth, okay? For Scott Mitchell, I'm Alex Keery. For our producer, Jeremy, intern Hunter, Amber hitting all the buttons. Thanks for being with us. Join us on Monday, breaking down all the college football next weekend. We'll see you then.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.